experts for over 15 years. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel. Softness, warmth, comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy by giving them the world's softest pajamas. You can too, but you need to get these amazing PJs today because normally they sell out before Christmas. Here's what you do. It's easy. You go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. WeCoach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
They've got a few personalities, too. Tariq Cohen is among them. And Anthony Miller is among them also.
And Akeem Hicks is fun.
Fun when he's destroying people.
And Khalil Mack is dominant. And Eddie Jackson. I want to get Eddie Jackson
That's
on
Ed
the
Reed.
Show. It's Ed Reed.
Let's talk to him.
Yeah, I want to get him on the show.
Get Eddie Jackson on the blower, will you?
He just seems like wise beyond his years. The guys gravitate towards him.
Oh, the Kool-Aid is flowing today.
He's conducting that song.
Just let it wash all over you, Danny.
I can't decide which unheralded non-first round young player I'm gonna like more, Anthony Miller or Eddie Jackson.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have 4 more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
There are lots of ads out there for home security systems. Cheap, install it yourself, then hope it works systems. But that's not what I want protecting my home and family. I want real security from real security professionals. So I use Alarm.com. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. Our security systems are professionally designed for your home and your family. Alarm.com powered systems are installed by local, licensed security experts and are professionally monitored 24/7 so first responders can quickly respond during emergencies. And if you're interested in the latest smart home devices, an Alarm.com system can include smart video cameras, doorbell cameras, lights, locks, thermostats, garage doors, and more. Plus, voice control with Alexa or Google Home. Our systems are professionally installed by local experts who know exactly what to install and how to install it right the first time. Don't settle. If you want to protect your home and family, go pro with Alarm.com. Visit Alarm.com/radio today. That's Alarm.com/radio.
Homes.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, you got a couple of your teammates on defense going. First timers, Eddie Jackson made the Pro Bowl. Akeem Hicks, Kyle Fuller, I'm a big fan of. And also Tariq Cohen, our offense, made the Pro Bowl. You know, when you get guys having success like you've had, other guys get a chance to shine as well. How does that make you feel with all four of these new guys going to the Pro Bowl?
Oh, man, that's amazing, man. It's a great feeling. But hard work pays off, man, and those guys work hard. You see it every day on the practice field, and it's showing up in the games. And that's exactly what you want, man. You want to see guys doing their thing as well. And I'm happy they got that opportunity. And, but I don't know if we want to play in that game more than we want to play in the big one.
Sports Radio 670 Score. Tom Thayer, what a man, what a legend. Kind enough to come in this morning. And speaking of men and legends, those are two legendary Bears there. That's Brian Urlacher talking to Khalil Mack. And Khalil Mack's only really been here for half a cup of coffee and a sandwich, but my God, what an impact he's made. And of course, Brian, a longtime well-beloved Bear, So we're talking about Mac and the plays that he makes, and one of them on the weekend was a back sack, I guess you call it, and I don't think I've ever seen that happen. And I know Bilal Nichols was a big part of that, but the relentlessness of Mac while being, I think it was either a face mask or the guy he was holding his, whatever the hell it was, he just kept going. He just kept fighting through and wound up falling atop Aaron Rodgers, credited with half a sack on the play. And it was hilarious as a play because you don't see a guy kind of with, you know, I've heard of the blind side, but not a guy blindside sacking
with his
someone.
Backside.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the Packers came in, they had 22 holding calls coming into the game. They only had one called on them in the game. And I thought it was really unfair because I complained a lot during the broadcast that they weren't getting any holding calls against them. So when you look at the right tackle there, when he put his hands into Khalil Mack, he grabbed a hold of the middle of his shoulder pads and jersey. So when Khalil tried to spin out of that, the grasp, he never let him go. So he said, okay, if you're not going to let me go, I'm just going to backpedal because you're not controlling my power. I'm in control of your power. And I just think it was great job by Khalil to stay active with his rush and to put the offensive tackle in the worst position.
I guess Brian Baldinger breaks down stuff on Twitter, and this is rather amusing, his breakdown of that play.
How about this right here? How about the Khalil Mack back sack? The Khalil Mack back sack. Watch this right here. See that? Watch him grab the elbow. The elbow, now he lifts him up. Watch this. There he goes. Lost all of his center of gravity. Now, all he can do is grab him. That's all right. The Khalil Mack back sack. There it is. Mack on Rodgers. The Khalil Mack back sack. God, Dr. Seuss couldn't have done any better.
Well, you know, the thing about an offensive lineman is they want to keep their hands inside the framework of the body. So he hit with his right hand, missed with his left. And then that Khalil was in charge of the rush. As soon as Khalil was in charge of the power, that's when he put the offensive tackle on the defensive because he wasn't in a good fundamental square position to Khalil.
So, Tom, you never committed holding. I know I remember that I hear your name called. But as I think about different games that I've covered, the officiating crew, you can tell what they like to call and what they don't call. So that's one of the things that you weigh if you're a player. Also, the time of year, it seems like guys tend to swallow their whistle later on. And when you hit the playoffs, I would imagine that Khalil Mack, they're going to be like flat out trying to sack him. It's almost like, and that was one of the big storylines when New England won their first Super Bowl against the greatest show on turf. They were literally tackling the running back every time he tried to come out for a pass. They were committing pass interference all over the field because that was a way to control it while knowing cynically that the officials aren't going to blow their whistle every down and the Super Bowls aren't going to be ruined by 15, 20 penalties. And that's something to take into account when you start worrying about what happens going forward when you're a defensive team.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about it is they kind of give you indicators because when you see the offensive line come and they start pointing to the mic man, okay, we're responsible for 59 or we're responsible for 58. Now you know the direction of the protection. So then you can kind of think in your head, how are they going to get to Khalil? What are they going to do to Akeem Hicks? So there's little indicators that offenses can give you as they approach the line of scrimmage. And if they're going to throw the ball, they tell you who they're responsible for. And it can put Khalil in a different stance. It can get him in a little different power of leverage. So I still think as you see these teams develop and try to formulate a plan of attack in their pass protection, there's going to be these subtle indicators that are going to always give the Bears a little bit of an advantage. And Vic Fangio, a little bit of putting his personnel in the right spot.
And along with that, talking about the Bears offensive line, obviously you got a couple guys here and Cody White here and Charles Leno Jr. that are alternates to the Pro Bowl, not starters on the Pro Bowl. A couple of different points that I want to talk to you about before we get out of here. One being Leno Jr. I mean, what a great day for him to get the proposal going and all that stuff. But he's had a hell of a year. And he seems to be a guy that's improving, and we don't talk about that. We don't talk, for whatever reason, we don't really spend much time, which is probably a good thing, talking about the job that he's done and the development we've seen from him this year.
Right. Well, I know I had an early offsides in the game because he was probably worried about the proposal after the game. So you got some of those thoughts in your head. But, you know, Charles Leno Jr., he puts a lot of time into the offseason. And I remember when they got the new personnel, the new coaching staff in place, the new weight coach, and I was in the weight room watching these guys lift. And Charles is a hard worker in the weight room. So he's getting better on the practice field in terms of fundamentals and techniques that you need positive reinforcement on a daily basis by your position coach and by watching tape. But he invests his time in the weight room. So he is stronger. He's a better, a more fluid athlete because he's in control of his strength. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, strength is power. Speed is strength. There's a lot of those things that in order for Charles to continue to develop from the seventh rounder he was to the player he is right now, it's his investment in the offseason is equally as important to him as his work ethic on the practice field during the season.
And when we talk about Whitehair, obviously the guy next to him has been out for a while now. And Kyle Long, that we keep hearing that there's a chance he could come back. He could come back. How long does it take an offensive lineman to be able to come back? Do you have to practice for how long? A couple weeks? I mean, you can't just – that's a very difficult position to just come back and think you're going to be okay. Does he need to? Does he need a game before the season ends? Can he just – you know, if it takes three more weeks, can he be ready for the start of a playoff? And would you want that?
Yeah, you know, if Kyle, you know, he's going through a lot of rehab, that conditioning, getting your ankle ready to get on the practice field. If you give Kyle Long the, you know, 3 to 5 practices, he could be ready to play because he's got as much power in the interior of the offensive line as anybody else in the league. Yeah, sometimes he still has to refine his techniques because he is a young offense. He's young in the game of offensive line because he doesn't have a great deal of experience. But if you could get a guy like Kyle back and you got Cody to your left and you got Bobby Massey to your right, two guys that have been here all year, he could go there and fit in as quickly as Brian Witzman did for the Bears this year that came off the streets and was around for 4 days and started playing. So I think, you know, Kyle's got a big upside, and if they needed him to play immediately with 5 or 6 days of practice, because, you know, in 5 or 6 days of practice, he'll get 200 reps. He'll get 150 reps in the way they go about their daily practices.
It's so funny because I think, you know, when you talk about that idea of a guy just being able to walk out and, you know, we always figure that you need a certain, in my opinion, anyway, seeing Khalil Mack this year kind of walk out of LA Fitness and dominate the NFL, like, if you ever see anything like that, that was really unbelievable. And I know he got hurt and I know we missed a couple of games, but I mean, good God, that guy didn't have any kind of camp at all. And he shows up at a new team, and I know it's, you know, hey, see ball, get ball, but that was pretty incredible. That tells you something about his work ethic.
Right, exactly. You know, when you look at his physique, you know, it's not something that he's just blessed with. It's something that he's earned. You know, all the effort that he puts into the weight room and his conditioning and everything that he knows is required to him to do his job at the level that he expects out of himself, he's always prepared. And I think it's unique when you can bring a guy like that into your locker room and you see his serious approach. He's not a jack around guy. He's always got a serious expression on his face, and that's the way he goes about business. I remember the first play he was there at 9-on-7. Nall, one of the running backs that's on the practice squad, he had the unfortunate first carry against Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And Khalil Mack hit him like he was running on a 3rd-and-2 play, and everybody else was on notice. Okay, I see what this guy's approach is with full pads on, and it's been, you know, I think it's really helped everybody's approach in their preparation.
You said earlier, and this is a story that people have talked around about here, that before the year began and before the Mack trade was made, you talked about the Bears entering an era that you felt a new era of football was coming, the best era of Bears football was coming. What does that translate that? Yeah, I mean, a Super Bowl's coming, right? Is it going to be immediate? Is it going to be next year? Is it going to be? I always thought next year might be the year, but they're here now, so what the hell?
This is what I thought. I thought before they got Khalil Mack that they would win a Super Bowl before Mitch's second contract. And then when Khalil got here, I think I've sped up the process by a year and feel that they could win a Super Bowl within the next 2 seasons. I still feel the same, but I think that when I talk about an era, I talk about a stretch of, you know, 5 to 7 years of great football, winning your division, competing, you know, as great as the Green Bay Packers have been in the last 20 years. You have to have an era of greatness. And I think they have the perfect head coach. They have the general manager and a scouting staff that's willing to take chances and investigate every talent that's available to you.
All right. We are not going to be doing crosstalk today. Unfortunately, I got to roll out of here. I'm going to a funeral this morning. Andrew Pollard, if anybody knows the Pollard family, everybody here knows my buddy Pat, because he's been out with us and hung around with us. And Mr. Pollard died at the age of 94 over the weekend. And I said to you, I'm looking forward to this because it will be a celebration of the life of a great man. And I'm really anxious to get out there. Tom, thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming up here and putting up with me and especially Dustin. And I know, I just love you, buddy. I just give you a hard time. And Tom will be back tomorrow.
Yep.
We haven't scared him off. At least he claims he will. And I want to thank Dustin. Want to thank Kimbo and of course, Ray for all their hard work as well. And we're out of here. No transition today, but stay tuned. I believe Lawrence is here for Dan and Connor McKnight, who will be with him. So we look forward to hearing that as we drive west. Thanks, everybody, and God bless us, everyone. Tom, what do you think?
Bears.
It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
The Bears have won it. They go last to first, and they win the NFC North Division Champions.
Danny Parkins here from the Mac and Parkins Show. Afternoons 1 to 6, the 10-4 NFC North Division Champion Chicago Bears are going to the playoffs, but for now, they've got to face the lousy Niners. They're on a two-game winning streak, so can everyone just stay healthy for the postseason, and maybe that two seed is still in play. It's only the best Bears playoff talk happening here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago.
Donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Start the holidays with the Chicago Wolves. Led by the league's top scorer, Brandon Peary, the Wolves boast the AHL's highest-powered offense. Join the Wolves Friday at Allstate Arena for the inaugural Craft Beer Arena Crawl. Visit Chicago Wolves.
Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air, and we're excited to personally introduce you to Danny.
Hello, Chicagoland. The Diamond Air is expanding, so I'm here to open our second location in downtown Libertyville. And size does
matter.
Whoa,
rookie.
Not yet, dude. See, Danny's my brother, which of course means that diamonds run in his blood, but he gets a little excited. And like me, Danny's been around diamonds his whole life. So something that we've talked a lot about that inspires both of us is being able to offer natural, high-quality diamonds to the guy who didn't necessarily think that he could afford one. Right, Danny? Exactly. You don't have to settle for less, and you don't have to overpay for a designer name. You get high-end quality at a fair price. At the Diamond Air, we've been doing this for generations, which is why I'm so proud to be a part of the family.
So call or text the Diamond Air at 630-355-RING to reach any of us in St. Charles and, coming in November, downtown Libertyville.
Where you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen...
Hey, I think I know this one. Size does matter.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime.
Whoa!
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
This cold and flu season, relief can be found at the Home Depot, where right now the Air Innovations 1.6-gallon top-fill humidifier is only $99.97. It adds much-needed moisture to your air right when you need it most. And right now, even the price is a breath of fresh air. So breathe easy with the Air Innovations top-fill humidifier, just $99.97.